Psalm 65 begins, "Praise is due to you, O God." Verse 4 says, "Blessed is the one you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple." Verse 5, "By awesome deeds you answer us with righteousness, O God of our salvation. The hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas." We gather together to celebrate Jesus, the God of our salvation, the one who has opened up the door to bring those who were far off near into the family of God. "Blessed is the one you choose and bring near. By awesome deeds you answer us with righteousness." How does God answer us with righteousness? It's in the cross, where Jesus took our sin and paid the price in full. And he gives us who believe in him the gift of his perfect righteousness. By awesome deeds, the awesome deed of the crucifixion, you answer us with righteousness, O God of our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth. Why? For what end? For what purpose? That we be blessed. Blessed is the one you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple. This morning, as we gather to worship Jesus, are you satisfied in him, in your relationship with him? Are you enjoying his benefits? Are you blessed by who he is for you? Enjoying your relationship with him? Is that enough? Is that enough? I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We're going to give thanks for bread and juice, reminders of what it cost. Reminders of the cross where Jesus gave his life as a trade. He took all your sin and paid it for it in full. He gives you his perfect righteousness. He says, "Now come, draw near, enjoy what I've purchased for you." Let's give him thanks. Father, thank you for bread and juice. Thank you for giving the gift of your only Son to die in my place so that I could experience true satisfaction in your presence. Thank you, Jesus, for laying down your life for the likes of me. Thank you for giving your body to be beaten, your hands to be pierced, your side to be thrust through with a spear, giving your blood as a perfect sacrifice for the wages of my sin, which is death. Thank you that you give me the gift of your perfect righteousness, so that now we can stand in the presence of a righteous, holy, terrible God without fear, enjoying acceptance, your love, because our sins are gone. Thank you for bread and juice that reminds us, in Jesus' name. Jesus, thank you. What a treasure to be brought near, to be satisfied in the presence of a holy God. May we experience the enoughness of who you are, May we be satisfied in your presence. May we treasure you above all else. Thank you. Let's remember together his body broken for you. His blood poured out for you. Drink.